Woo!
Oh my God, I'm on fire!
Move along, move along!
Jump,
please disperse!
Jump,
please disperse! Abby! Abby!
Get a shot of that, Bill!
For those of you who haven't seen it yet, there's a big fire going on
fire.
Down on 29th in San Antonio,
fire.
I guess. This is a big condo. It's on fire. And
we didn't start it.
The reason we're mentioning it now is because we didn't do it, and we don't want to be blamed because we get blamed for all sorts of stuff like this all the time. Anyway.
Like that JFK thing.
We can't tell you. Yeah, and, you know, that whole Watergate deal. But... And, you know, the Jessica Hahn thing.
Tail hook.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, we can't tell you to go check it out. But if you want to be a nuisance to law officials, then...
If you want to impede the vocation of many hardworking men and women in the Austin community,
then
you may want to mosey on.
Yeah, you can go down. You can, if you walk down San Antonio, which is a one-way street heading away from the area of the blaze, you'll be able to get a clear path right in, because that's the one street that police haven't blocked off yet. Anyway,
if you go stand by the communications building at like 26th, right before Guadalupe.
Yeah, you'll be able to see the blaze poking over the top of the
damn fine view of that.
But if you are living in the vicinity, get the hell out. I'm not kidding. There's a wind, and it looks really scary. And
if you're in the building that's on fire, give us a call.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. All right. But
human tragedy feeds my juices.
Yeah, human tragedy greases the wheels for Agapornis Epicac. Anyway, we're going to kind of theme our show around fire tonight, as we often do. And this is our...
Fire.
Our first song for the night.
From Immolation.
Into Everlasting Fire. KVRX Austin. KVRX, in accordance with federal law and FCC regulations, confines the broadcast of indecent material between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Sensitive listeners burn at these times. Fire is our theme. And more information about the fire at the condo down on 29th and
fire.
San Antonio. Fire.
Fire.
Is it 29th or is it more like
it's
27th?
I think it's
26.
27th or 26th. Yeah. Okay.
You can't miss it.
It's on fire.
On fire.
Anyway, turns out that the ever competent Austin Fire Department
voted best
department by the Austin Chronicle, which shows how much they know. Yay! They went and.
The firemen are on the phone right now.
They went and put out a small fire at that condo and then left, and then it blasted into this big blaze because, oops, they missed some. They missed some fire.
The roof is collapsed now.
And the middle part.
10-foot beams that are...
collapsing, and they've surrendered that entire section to the flame, and I guess now they're just spraying down the rest of it, hoping it didn't go too. So, anyway,
go ahead.
Well, that's it for me. I just wanted to say 495 KVRX. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac, and I was just going to say that we just played Immolation, and they're going to be here the 25th of
January with Cannibal Corpse
Lounge,
and
so.
With Oppressor. We're going to play that Oppressor song that everybody likes. That cover, "Looks That Kill" by Motley Crue, later on in this show. Brutal Truth is also going to be in the bill, but who cares?
We don't like them.
Anyway, fire show tonight.
Yeah. So in
fire.
This is Deicide's "In Hell I Burn."
Although that's not really the same thing as a condo, but oh well.
Oh, we got two lines going.
Here
right,
we go.
Bye. All right, this is Cataclysm off of the Temple of Knowledge CD, and it's called Maelstrom 2010, Epic 2, Omens About the Great Infernos.
Like that condo over on over
How
on 26.
How much fire could you want?
That's a lot of fire.
That's a lot of fire. Great fire.
Fire, fire, fire. Fire in my brain. Fire. Never mind.
All right, here we go.
Okay, that was Burn in Hell by Possessed. And now we're going to hear...
Burning in Hell.
Burning in Hell. Thank you. And, Burn in Hell is a Twisted Sister song that Death of Millions covers sometimes, so...
You're going to burn in hell!
They don't do it that way, luckily. Yeah. But anyway, Luciferion we have right now, it's a song called Graced by Fire, although I'm sure
everyone wants to hear Fight Fire with Fire.
Yeah, well, we'll probably throw that on too, maybe. Although, you know, That's probably the reason why that place is on fire right now, because that's exactly what they did. Here, pour more fire on it. It'll put it out.
It'll burn itself out.
Yeah.
I just want to know what was the deciding moment right when someone went, "Oops! Oh my God, we gotta get out of here."
Probably when the roof caught on fire, but it wasn't.
No, but what were they doing? Was it like a bunch of frat guys sitting around going, drink the Everclear and then
spitting it. Hey, check out this cat I just caught. Let's set it on fire and let it run down the hall. Anyway.
I don't know. That's probably what happened.
All sped away in their Acuras. My dad was buying me a new place next week.
We got money.
We're not like... We don't have, like, a problem with anybody or anything. It's just... for fun. Anyway, graced by fire. Uh-oh. Irate caller, 495, KVRX, if you have anything else to say. That was Immortal with Storming Through the Red Clouds and Holocaust Winds, which is what would probably happen to you if you ran over there right now to the fire. Don't wait to call while we're talking.
Call while the song is playing.
Yeah, you're welcome to call. Don't get us wrong, but you'll have to wait just a second if
Once
you call
you hear
while we're talking.
Voices, you're just going to be sitting there while
ooh,
we talk.
Ooh, they're talking. I can call now.
That just makes us want to talk more.
495 KVRX. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Macaporta Sepikak.
We're mean because we're making fun of a building on fire. Those condos down on 26th and San Antonio, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Oh,
you know, it's right behind the Jack in the Box. I mean, like, right behind... Ooh, maybe the Jack in the Box will catch on fire.
all the E. coli catches on fire.
Oh, yeah.
They have big jars of it back there.
Oh, our E. coli culture is catching on fire. By the way, at the top of the next hour, we're going to have some giveaways of Nephilim CDs.
And Cradle of Filth. We'll be playing the brand new Cradle of Filth, which we'll have to take a... Of course, you realize we can't keep this up all night, this whole fire jazz. And
so we're only going to do it for the first hour.
We're gonna take a break and play some other stuff that...
Yeah, that were requested. We have upcoming a new Cryptopsy also.
Yep.
And
stuff. But right now we've got Mythos from their Pain Amplifier CD. It's Verses in the Fire.
Oh, that's what you say when you're trapped and you start going, "Oh, Father, you are in heaven."
Actually, it's two mortal enemies that meet for the last time.
In the fire, versus in the fire. Grudge match!
Stretch, you have to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, dude, like, all our stuff is, like, burning, bro, dude.
You dropped the bong.
Oh, dude, my beer is burning, dude.
I shouldn't have freebased.
Oh.
Richard Pryor's in town.
Put a Richard Pryor. Oh, drop the freebase. Sorry, that's my Richard Pryor imitation. Okay, we have some fire update over at the condo on fire on 26th in San Antonio. Okay, the building's pretty much forfeit. The firemen cannot get it under control. The entire east side of the building is now on fire. You know, if you're still in the building, now is the time to leave. If you're listening to our show...
Yeah, really, stop listening to us.
Yeah, you can go listen in your car or something. Don't worry, we'll still be here. Anyway,
It hurts, but they're funny.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, God! Put it out! Maybe I'll play...
Wait, stop! Oh. Stop, drop, and roll! Play some Cradle of Filth! Anyway... We're awful. Anyway, I'm the Undertaker.
And I'm Agapornis Sepikak.
Keep those calls coming, 495 KVRX.
It's a hot time
in
the
old
town
tonight. Mars Attacks is a great movie, by the way. It's really funny.
It's Mark
from Death of Millions! Mark Attacks! Oh, wow.
Okay. You brought the flames!
Oh, right.
Twas I who dropped the bong.
it was Mark who dropped that bong. Anyway.
Dropped the crack pipe.
Oh, burned his fingers and dropped it on the sofa. Anyway, we're now going to listen to some Naglfar.
No.
Are we not?
No, Throne of Ahaz.
Oh, Throne of Ahaz.
The Calling Blaze.
The Calling Blaze. Hey, you! Come here!
Step closer.
Come
to
here.
The fire.
Come
step
here.
Closer.
Anyway.
Drop me onto the carpet. On Everclear stained carpet.
Oh!
That was Infernal Eternal from Marduk. Anyway, we have
Dark Funeral with a song off the Secret of the Black Arts CD called The Fire Eternal. And say, kids, if you like this CD, it's finally going to be out on domestic release coming in January from Metal Blade Records. They signed on a bunch of black metal bands from Europe, and they'll be re-releasing all this stuff. They'll be re-releasing Marduk and Dark Funeral and a couple other bands, so be looking forward to that. Speaking of Metal Blade, we're going to be giving away a couple of Metal Blade CDs. It's a new band called Nephilim, and it's not Nephilheim, it's Nephilim. It's the ex-members of Fields of the Nephilim, and I'll be playing some of that at the top of the hour. Agapornis Epicac will be helping me play some as soon as he gets back off the phone, so in case you're wondering where he is, I know all those Agapornis Epicac groupies out there are going, "Where's Agapornis? Why isn't he screaming and growling into the microphone? Oh, what a sexy man!" And anyway, and he's yelling at me to shut up. But anyway, so I'm getting an ass whipping. Anyway, here we go. This is Dark Funeral with The Fire Eternal. Just like that condo that's burning down on 26th and San Antonio. We'll be getting more updates about that. Just in case you didn't know, there's a big condo down there. It's like not a condom, a condo on fire. And anyway. All right, KVRX Austin, in accordance with federal law and FCC regulations, confines the broadcast of indecent materials between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Sensitive listeners are advised to tune out these times. And always stop, drop, and roll if you catch on fire. Make sure that if a door is hot, don't open it. If you can't escape through a convenient exit, kick out a window and hang a blanket over it so firemen will know you are inside. Fire safety tips from the Metal Enema. Because we care. Anyway, right now we have, in the spirit of fire, we have a couple more fire songs for you, and then we're going to do our giveaway and play a bunch of other requested stuff, such as Cryptopsy and Demonic. And this is Mortician with Cremated. Okay, we are going to get a live update from KVRX Newsman, Adrian Rodriguez, who is basically across the street from the scene. He's got witnesses and stuff. Adrian, you want to go ahead?
Hi, this is Adrian Rodriguez from KVRX News, reporting live from across the street from the Centennial Apartments, where a fire has broken out earlier this evening. At approximately prior to 12 o'clock this evening, fire engines could be heard roaring down Nueces Avenue toward the scene. Within the next 15 minutes, flames shooting approximately three stories into the air could be seen from all around. Numerous witnesses have come out to the scene. At one point, it seemed as if there were approximately 300 people here. As of right now, the firefighters have seemed to have given up on the fire. They are protecting the other buildings by standing watch. It seems as if the Centennial Apartments, though, will be left to burn. The fire started in the south side of the apartment complex and has spread throughout the complex. The roof is completely collapsed. In fact, the entire east side of the building is on fire, and a chimney has just collapsed a few moments ago. At this moment, police crews do have 25th Street of Guadalupe blocked off all the way to 29th Street. If you are in that area, they are asking that you please stay away from the area. Also, Nueces, San Antonio, and all surrounding areas in West Campus have been closed to traffic. However, there are numerous witnesses out here. Police are keeping them at bay. And there were unconfirmed reports earlier this evening that there were some fire trucks within the vicinity. However, those are unconfirmed reports. Those fire trucks were there at approximately 4 o'clock, maybe checking out a problem at the complex. Those fire trucks did leave, and prior to 12 o'clock, a fire, an extremely large fire, which has consumed the whole complex, has ensued. Now, what we do know is currently numerous streets are blocked off, and a large fire where flames could be seen were visible to the naked eye was at approximately prior to 12. According to calls coming into the station, that they have just told us is that it started as a small fire, which apparently was not put out. Reporting live from across the street, this is Adrian Rodriguez for KVRX News.
All right, well, thank you very much, Adrian, and right now we're going to play one more song in tribute to the fire. This is Demonic with His Eyes Burn Hate. Okay, we have two giveaways here for Nephilim, And basically...
Not those jerky Norwegian guys that say they don't like girls, but...
Yeah, not the one we just played a little while ago. That's Niflheim. This is Nephilim.
He used to be the guy... They used to be Fields of the Nephilim, and the Nephilim, if you were into that whole gothic
that
thing.
That gothic
now
metal
he's
thing.
Sort of changed the spelling a little bit, and it's just Nephilim.
Yeah, so. Nephilim. And, okay, I have two to give away. We're going to play a song from them called Exodus. And pretty much to win, you call 495-KVRX and tell me, how does he spell Nephilim? Anyway, here we go. Okay, that was Niflheim with a song called Exodus. Stuff is burned. My cat. Ooh. Whiskers.
You know, a better question we should have asked how you spell Nephilim is how many cubic foot of human ash is in the building?
Is in the building at that 26th and. That, you know, we're really treading in some thin ice here.
No. It's me. Me. I'm taking all the blame.
Agapornis Epicac is at fault.
Laughing at death.
For those of you who right now are composing your letters to the Austin Chronicle, Agapornis Epicac is extolling death. But that's what we're all about, I guess. So in all fairness, yeah.
That's right.
We're just being true to form, folks.
And we're going to hell anyway, so
hey,
just...
I'm the property damage guy. He's the human body count guy. You know, we're the yin and yang of destruction. So
I just couldn't help when I pulled up on 26th Street by the communications building, just cackling like a maniac when I saw the building on fire. I just kind of wished it was a church.
Yeah, I was going, oh man, is it one of the many thousands of churches that surround this campus on fire?
Damn, no.
You know, one thing I will say is that racial motivation for burning churches is really stupid. There are plenty of better reasons to burn churches than that.
That's right.
You know, secular humanism, right on, man. Anyway, so now we're going to play the brand new Cradle Filth. This is Heaven Torn Asunder. Congratulations to Chris Ruiz, who knows how to spell Nephilim. Anybody else? We have one more taker. If you can call me up and tell me how to spell Nephilim, you can win a Nephilim CD.
That's right. And if you've got, you know, press the little record button on your tape players, because this is brand new Cradle of Filth from Dusk and Her Embrace.
You won't hear it anywhere until
it for
next
a long time.
Next year, so...
Unless you, oh, I don't know, maybe...
Call Hogwild?
Called Hogwild, or maybe went
512-733-5354. Ask for Ruben if you like, and he can set you up with your own Cradle of Filth CD. They take money orders and credit cards.
But we're not telling you to do that.
We're not. We're just,
we can't.
We're just telling you what you can do if you want
if
a
you
Cradle
want to
of
take
Filth
the
CD.
Initiative and beat Skateboard to death.
Yeah. No, it's not Skateboard. It's Futurist.
Yeah, whatever.
Futurist has the rights to Cradle of Filth Domestic, and they're trying to keep us from playing it, although I'd like to see them try, because we're going to play it right now.
Come on down, Chainsaw. This is Heaven Torn Asunder.
Our house is burning.
Oh, God.
Gas. Anyway, it's finally time for Cryptopsy. This is a song called Dead and Dripping from the None So Vile CD. By the way, don't confuse the song Dead But Dreaming from Deicide. This is Dead But Dripping. And, oh, Lord, it's a whole different story.
It's a whole another ball of wax.
I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac.
And this is The Metal Enema.
We care.
Yeah, we do. 495-KVRX, tell us your fire story.
It's a fire sale.
It's a fire sale, yeah.
We lost our lease. Everything must go.
I'm going down there tomorrow with a shovel.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, here we go.
We're looking for teeth and ribs and such.
We're looking for ornaments for our shows. And
Yeah.
I think that's illegal until the police leave, you know. But just for the record, anybody thinking of going down there, I think that's like a violation of law until past a certain point. Just
rules.
And you're not allowed to date 14-year-old girls. Oh, I better shut up before somebody gets the wrong idea. This is Dead and Dripping.
Oh, God.
Hi, I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Capernaum Simicac.
And we are the Metal Enema on KVRX. How's it going tonight? That was Bestial Warlust with Barbaric Horde. Before that, we heard Requested Possess with Seven Churches. Satyricon with Mist of the Shadow. And we opened up the show, of course, with Macabre with Holidays of Horror, as we said. Hope everyone's having a good Christmas season.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't important.
I don't see no limo anywhere. Yeah. You was in the can last night talking about all your money and your women. Yeah.
Now, I was going to say we opened up with Duke Ellington's Jingle Bells, but I decided it wasn't very important.
Yeah,
I don't even care.
Really, I'm not even familiar with him, really. But anyway, we will be giving away another Nephilim CD sometime tonight. Not right now. But
keep in mind, it was the guy from Fields of the Nephilim, not the jerky Nephilheim.
Yeah, not that Swedish band. So
even though
they're pretty
cool,
and
the music's all right, but they're just
jerks.
They're jerks. They're bungholes.
They're homo. They don't like girls, and they think guys who are with girls are wimps. You know. What do they do? Have sex with each other? You know?
I guess so. This is true black metal.
You're wearing spikes and leather. Come here, baby. We'll have some news about certain bands like...
Is this even like, on?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's on, man.
Okay.
We'll have some news from bands like Emperor and Satyricon in a few minutes. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and play Scorn of the Earth by a band called Conqueror. So
yeah, we're trying to do a Christmas theme this tonight, but
it's not really working out because all of our songs are pretty much anti-Christian anyway. Every week,
it's like we do that all the time.
The way you like it, I guess we'll go ahead and play Scum of the Earth, Scorn of the Earth. Yes, all right, thank you. Christmas! It's the Metal Enema on KVRX. How are you doing? I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Macabre Simicac.
And we are having some fun tonight because this is officially our Christmas show.
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Anyway. So, we got some, metal news for you. And a dead
this
baby Jesus.
This ice pick rectal thermometer won't hurt a bit.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. At any rate, we're going to go ahead and open up the show with a classical little track from Macabre. This is...
Classical?
Classic. With, we're going to play some Tchaikovsky, and then we're going to play... Anyway, this is called Holidays of Horror from the Gloom album. Enjoy. All right, that was...
Cannibal Heads.
Something
we're talking about.
Something we're talking about. Actually, we'll go ahead and mention it because Cannibal Corpse is coming to town January 25th.
Cannibal Corpse is coming to town.
Better not be a pain in the ass. Yeah. Better not whine and Chris Barnes will get kicked out of the band. George Corpse Grinder will take his place. Kick you in the ass. I don't know. I can't write songs. Okay. Cannibal Corpse.
You can't improvise.
I can't improvise.
Off the top of your head.
Yeah, that's a good name for a black metal band. Improvise. Anyway. Cannibal Corpse and Immolation and
Oppressor
and Brutal Truth.
Ugh.
Yeah. And Death of Millions.
Are playing.
At the Voodoo Lounge.
January 25th?
Yep.
Or 24th. 25th. 24th is at... The Abyss
in Houston, Texas. We're going to that, too. Hence, we are Cannibal Heads, because we're following them around.
Because, you know, like, the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Those are you people.
Or we could be Immolators, because we're following Immolation. Or we could be Oppressors, because we're following... Or we could be Dorks, because we're following Brutal Truth around.
We could just be following some sub-B-grade, C-grade death metal bands around.
Yeah.
I've been to every Oppressor show.
I've been to every Exhorter show. We crack us up.
All three places in Louisiana that they played. No, actually, they played. I saw them play in Houston.
I seen I Hate God play six times. Yeah. What else? I think of some other. Yeah. I've seen Malevolent Creation every show they've ever played.
With their new lineup, they're the best.
Yeah,
oh
with their new
God.
Lineup, they're the best. I hated that old. I hated Retribution and I hated Ten Commandments. But man, when they're only a four piece, you know, and they don't even have any all their original members, they're so cool. Yeah. Anyway, you get the point. So we're going to play an
Monstrosity sounds so much better without their second guitarist
and their
take
lead
up the slack.
And George Corpse Grinder. Yeah. Yeah, I love them now. I go everywhere they go, man. I just get in the car. And
can't get enough. I really love looking at that guy's crappy tattoos.
Entombed really knocks me on my ass, man. I love it when they play Wolverine Blues. It's so
over
badass.
And over again.
Oh, yeah.
They do an encore of it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I like those power chords, you know, all three of them.
Can't get enough of that Swedish sound. Swedish death metal. Or death and roll.
Death and roll, as they were calling it. Oh, well. Well
that was Conker, actually. But
yeah,
anyway.
We'll stop bagging.
Sorry.
Anyway.
We're not.
Yeah, we're not. Because those bands, I don't take it back. Those bands suck now. We're listing bands that have burnt out. So, yeah, I like Morbid Angel, you know, without Dave Vincent. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. You know, just kind of stand up there and play solos for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, and Van Halen with the guy from Extreme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's going to suck. Get the funk out, yeah! Sorry. Anyway. Okay. That's it.
Alrighty. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah! Okay, God. Well, we'll see you next week. No, anyway.
No tips, please.
Yeah, we're going to play some Oppressor. This is their cover of Looks That Kill. So hope you enjoy it. We're going to order some pizza. Picture a fat Vince Neil sitting at home, you know, just kind of, yeah, I remember the glory days. wish my daughter hadn't died. No, that's not really funny, but I'm so mean.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's actually hilarious, you know.
He apparently got on stage at one of the recent shows he did and berated the crowd for not being an L.A. crowd. Funny, because he was, like, in Santa Monica or something.
Yeah, what do you want us to do? One guy raises his hand, hey, I drove down from L.A. Yeah, I don't know. That guy's an idiot. I mean,
You're not beating us within an inch of our lives because we're crap.
Yeah, at any rate. Well, I think what goes around comes around. You wipe someone out in a drunk driving accident because you're a dick, and then, you know, your daughter dies. That's how it works.
It's called karma.
Karma.
And no,
just like that Boy George song about the karma chameleon a long time ago. Some of you probably remember right now. I know you're at home going, oh, thinking about that. Well, I am too. I'm not a fan of that song or anything. But,
or the red elephants hit you, and you're just going, oh
red elephant beer. Oh, man.
The 40-ounce of Mickey's. Oh, God. Oh.
Or the old English is starting to back up on you.
Or
control your urge to vomit as guys on motorcycles fall off.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. You may remember a long time ago, we were laughing hilariously. Well, that's not the right phrase. Yeah. We were laughing very much at
Traces of Death Part 2, because we had just seen it and we were enjoying it thoroughly.
And we went to Traces of Death 3 tonight, and it was total crap.
It was either really just gross and or boring and or stupid.
Like, it was called, the subtitle was Dead and Buried, and
we should have read
the box.
It had more tension on the soundtrack and stuff, so we thought, well, maybe it'll be cool, you know.
But it just was films of corpses, and it was really boring. And
then they had like lots of castration. That was like the other sub theme was.
No, it was they had like a bunch of little boys going through their manhood ritual of being circumcised, and then
in Iowa. No, I'm sorry, in Africa,
which is like Iowa. And then they had a bunch of girls from the same tribe being subincised, which, if you don't know what that is,
look,
that's having
up
their clitoris cut off.
Oh, mother. Because as they said in the video, because women are for only working and giving birth to children, and that's it.
That's what the video said. That's not...
Well, no, that's not what we're saying, but that's why that tribe does that.
Yeah.
That's what I just wanted to clarify. So, anyway.
Sex is bad.
And then the rest of it is just a bunch of, like...
Really weak motorcycle accidents.
Motorcross racers where, like, they fall off their bikes and they, like, kind of hurt themselves and get up and go, ow.
And then they get back on their bikes and complete the race. There was no death involved, no horrible accidents, and we just kind of felt used.
We didn't really get to see anybody get killed. We saw, like, a bunch of dead husks of corpses hanging out.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of tacky.
And there was, like, footage of the El Salvadoran death squad cutting some guy's genitals off and then
stuffing them in his mouth.
Yeah. And hacking up his body, and they were all smiling and looking like goobers.
And they kind of looked like really the guys from Sepultura for some reason. Hey, Max! I got his thing, Max! Gotta stick it in his mouth! Okay, Igor, you stick it in his mouth. Okay, never mind. Slander! It's fun.
But it was just... It was a piece of crap, and I hate it every minute of it.
Yeah, it was really, really lame. So I don't think we're going to be getting part four anytime soon. It looks like they're already out of footage. All right. But now it's time to... Oh, by the way, I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Sepkak.
And we're going to...
It's 10:35.
No, it's actually 140-something. And we're going to play a band called Mort Grinning. If you guys, you know, if some of you guys are about our age, you'll probably remember that show in the 80s with the Robin Williams, you know, where he said, Nanu Nanu, and stuff like that. That was Mort... Oh, I'm sorry, that was Mork and Mindy, not Mort Greening.
Wah, 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 wah.
And this song is called Tusen Ar Hargat, which is really, you know...
Okay, for those of you who are paying attention, we made these same jokes the last time we played this band.
Did we really?
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, well, for those of you who collect the tapes, now you've got two Mork and Mindy references. And Tusen...
Shazbot!
Tusen Ar Hargat is basically what you should tell your dad when you come home drunk at 5 in the morning if you live in Norway. Yeah, you know, Tusen Ar Hargat! Ooh, you know, and then they'll understand what's going on. So anyway, this is the song. Have fun.